the previous five sessions on project updates. You can start by typing questions in the main chat, and we'll be answering these. Okay, we are live. Great. It's funny as we are live, but we don't. All right, first question for... Okay, first, before we start on the question, I want to apologize, but we're not aware that all the talk will be cut short by a few tens or 20 seconds or 30 seconds sometime, some case. So that's been a bit of a problem. Let's start with questions for Thomas on art. You had the first question about the dependency mapping and how this is handled at the binary level. Anything you can tell us there, Thomas?
Yes, sorry, Philippe. Your audio is for me really, really gibberish. So if somebody can type the question in the chat, then I'll happy to answer it.
Okay.
Oh no, it's all fine. So what was the question? Something about binary. That's the last bit I got.
Yeah, so there were questions about how you deal with binaries and dependencies between binaries.
So at the moment, we don't handle binaries at all in ORT. It's something that we want to do, and it's on the list. But basically, there are so many things that we have to tackle. So we first decided to do the common use case, which is the package managers and file scanning. So actually, setting up forces. But yeah, we're well aware that the issue of binaries, and we want to do like binary mapping. But for that, you need a different set of tools. And also probably you need a database. So there's two ways. You can either basically allow the user to specify what the mapping is for the binary. So then we're thinking of using SPDX. So people can just specify IDX like this foobar.jar is that. Or the other way is to basically use a integration now with false ID. So you could use false ID for that. But you need to have this mapping from a binary to metadata, and basically for be able to know what's in a binary, you need to make a big index of all the binaries, which we don't do in ORT. So we need a data source.
So there's just to add to that, there's ways to get information out of binaries without having an index of binary and the corresponding source, and tools like Bang Binary Analysis Next Generation can help with that. I've built a certain number of tools to extract low-level information from binaries such that you can then get some clues about where they're coming from and what's the corresponding source. And just one thing in ScanCode, in all case, you'll be able to detect copyright and license that exist in binaries if they're present in the binary themselves. So just a side note. Okay, the next question was...
That one we already support. So if ScanCode supported, we have it in ORT.
Okay, good. So let's work out something to make sure that it works nicely in ORT then. The next question was... hold on, the next question was... It's so hard to get this working across all these chat rooms. Yeah. So the next question, sorry, the next question on your side, Thomas, was about FAIR and support for the FAIR network, FAIR document, the FAIR framework from IBM. Or maybe that was for you, Alan, for ScanOSS. I think we've lost Alan from ScanOSS at this stage. All right. Max, you've been following all that. Can you play a moderating role there and asking us questions?
I would like to be able to do that. I'm also browsing through chats and trying to find questions. Sorry for that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm just asking you at the. Okay, so this rig. So we have Michael. Michael, are you there? Kate.
Yep, I'm here.
Hello.
Oh, good. So it's your role to ask question too, and I guess we're a bit hampered by the fact that things work and then don't work.
Yeah, for me, it's strange that some people seem to be in the software composition dev room and write messages, and then we have the concluding Q&A.
Yeah.
I think maybe as a conclusion from this event, it would be better if there would be just one big room.
I would agree.
And it would, or like the software composition dev room chat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can either start a live conference and people can ask her in the general chat. We have also backstage, which is a nice idea, but people seem to also talk at backstage. Yeah.
So we're alive. So everybody's discussing there. And I guess we still have two and a half minutes of live discussion. So I guess just as a takeaway, which I think is important and may not be obvious from the presentation of projects we've seen, the last project is that all these projects are working together at some level and are collaborating, exchanging on a regular basis. And I think that's really important. It doesn't appear everywhere in many communities. There's a few places that help to federate that, such projects at the Linux Foundation. But this venue is another one. And I think that's really important, that because in many places you have just projects that run on their own and do their stuff, and they don't share tools, code, and or ideas like we're trying to do it here.
We should really work on our marketing, that people basically know that all of these open source maintainers are actually working together, or maybe then we get accused of being a conspiracy in the current times.
Yeah, so I don't
know. No, it's not conspiracy if everyone can join, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the whole reason of open governance on these things.
Okay, so there's Peter Kolbas, which is about to ask a question in the chat. And yeah, to your point, the combination of chats and live is difficult to get, makes it really difficult to get something working correctly. It's a bit of an asynchronous system. Okay.